T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Pick up the pressure, and then Russell Wilson gets it. And the ball came out there as Metcalf had the catch and then fumbled the ball, and the Vikings have it. Mackenzie Alexander with the recovery as the rookie DK Metcalf coughed it up.
It's the earnestness and the intensity that magnify the malaprop.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because he's not Decaf Metcalf.
I want one of those. I want, if I can't have DK Metcalf, I want a decaf Metcalf Bears.
Decaf Metcalf.
Maybe that second round pick. I want one of those guys.
Yeah, he's so blocky though. He's just, he can't really sink his hips. I mean, he is a.
Can he do things?
He can do things.
Can he do things?
And I mean,
you want to teach him to do more things?
His body is absolutely magnificent. It just, he kind of moves awkwardly.
I'm fine with that. Okay. Big 6'2 guy going up and getting it, being a bigger target for Mitch.
He's not a good straight line speed.
Not a Matt Nagy style guy. That's the kind of guy you will never see as long as Matt Nagy's around.
Decaf Metcalf.
Trying.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, Lawrence Holmes.
Hello, man. Trying so hard.
Yeah.
Like, just cut it down, like, just a little bit.
He's so extra. Right?
A lot of extra.
Notch and a half would be fine. Full notch isn't going to take it low enough. It's a notch and a half for him.
Come on down just a little bit.
You know what I forgot to get to today on the show? You know the feeling, I don't know how to describe it. It has to be a long German word for this. The feeling when you realize Shane Reardon's been right about something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's not good.
Right?
Shane and Freuden.
Yeah, right. It's something, there's got to be a way to explain it. But for so long now, he's been trying to get me to like the alt-country artist Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been grudgingly sort of getting, you know, acknowledging that I may like some country songs here and there. My wife last summer got me into Zac Brown Band. I'm like, okay, you're right. They're good. I like them. They're very good. So here's what happened. I'm listening to XRT. This absolutely slamming song is on XRT. I'm like, damn, who is this? And it turns out it's a new avant-garde rock single off an album by Sturgill Simpson. So I buy the album, and it's really good. And then I tell Shane, I'm like, hey, I finally got to your guys. Like, listen, go buy this album. It won the Grammy for Best Country Album in 2017. I'm like, fine. And I listen to it.
And it's really good.
And it's great. And I, as much as I like it, I'm almost mad that I like it, because I can't say, like, no, Shane, you're wrong. And he's right. So I got to deal with that today.
Well, that's frustrating. That's going to be really frustrating for you.
Yep.
Well, what do you like about it?
It's just, he doesn't give a damn. Like, it's really kind of spacey, and he doesn't adhere to any musical rules. It's almost like Waylon Jennings meets Pink Floyd. You know, there's some trippiness to it, and his voice is amazing.
He's got a great voice.
His guitar chops are sensational, and when you actually go and read the lyric, I mean, listening to it, you catch a lot of it, but when you actually read what he's singing about, he's fearless, and he's got a whole lot of stuff to say about a whole lot of stuff.
I like him. I like some of the music I've heard so far. Just on the rock album in particular, Lawrence, I don't know how you feel about this, but like, this is a rock album, right? Or it's supposed to be his approach to that. Why are you using drums in a box?
Because he doesn't care.
That's leaving it short for me. That's like leaving something there. There's something left to do with that.
The song on XRT is like what did Shane call it? If the Black Keys actually had balls, that's what they would sound like. And yeah, it was like grittier, grimier Black Keys stuff. And there's one that's a literal disco song, like a hard driving country,
like when the Rolling Stones did disco, and everyone's like, Rolling Stones are doing disco?
Again, Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 is a disco song. But this is like a Donna Summer backbeat with country twang over it.
All those bands use a real drummer, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. And Nile Rodgers on guitar.
That's true. Yep. It's interesting to watch the way that country music has evolved over the last, I would say, 15 years, where there's this evolution of it becoming a little bit more poppy and then a pushback against the poppy, and then some artists kind of bending genres.
That's where he is.
A little bit.
Well, like, and Chris Stapleton and some of these guys who've done both.
Even Jack White.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, that's true.
Jack White's been doing all sorts of stuff, and you're like, this guy might be the greatest musician of our time.
Well, part of it is all the great musicians are in Nashville. That's where just everybody is. I mean, the pop music is coming out of there. You know, Taylor Swift was the first to sort of cross over the other direction.
That was the whole premise behind, what's the name of the show the Foo Fighters put on HBO? Sonic Highways.
Yeah.
Sonic Highways? That was the whole premise. They were just like there and saw everybody around. It's like, oh, God, we should do this in a bunch of different cities. And so they ran into Zach Brown in Nashville. That episode's awesome. Those two guys figuring out that they're both really good at guitar and hang out together and actually blend. Some good stuff.
I like when the genres bang.
Yeah.
And then someone jumps on a record and you're like, wait, that person's on that record? That sounds really great.
Well, on A Sailor's Guide to Life, all of a sudden I'm listening to a song. I'm like, wait, I know these lyrics. I know this song. Like, oh, this is In Bloom by Nirvana.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And with pedal steel and everything. I mean, and full horn section. And I, oh my God.
Frank Pellico played that on the organ
a couple weeks ago
at a Blackhawks game. And I was sitting there like, I was like, oh my God. It's like, that sounds great on a hockey organ. This sounds really great on a hockey organ.
That's good. Good for Frank.
It's a good moment for me. I enjoyed the hell out of that as I'm sitting there watching the Blackhawks. I get to mention the Blackhawks because we had made a rule on the show that while things were going good for the Blackhawks, we weren't going to talk about them.
Oh.
Since we decided that we're not going to talk about them, things have been going real bad for them. Guys are hurt and sick and bad and stuff. So we'll talk about them a little bit today.
Interesting timing on Leonard's illness, huh? It's just right after he's screaming at the defense, all of a sudden he just happens to be unavailable. He's just sick. He can't play.
He's
I don't know. Got
a thing. So he's got a whole thing.
And how'd you like to be the Bauer rep, Corey?
Oh, that's right. He changed out his leg pads.
Corey Crawford switches over to Bauer leg pads after a career with CCM. One period, he swaps them out.
See, boys.
Seriously, if you're the
can I get my old stuff back, please?
Right, good. Go to my car and get my old stuff. How about that? I've never seen that before.
That's so great. So I listened to the show today. I enjoy Sage Rosenfels quite a bit. It's funny the question that you asked him, Dan, because the question about kicking in the NFL.
Yeah,
because I enlisted an expert. I did yesterday after the show. I talked with Patrick Manley about that very subject.
Nobody can make a kick.
Why can't kickers kick? So today around 12:20, you're going to hear that conversation. Like, we're going to talk about and get into the weeds of kicking and special teams play. I'm kind of excited. I don't know if Herbie is like, I'm thinking about calling this like Ask an Expert. Like, maybe we do something like this once a week or once a month where we get like one particular subject and just go in on it.
That makes sense.
But spending a few minutes with Patrick and him talking about it. And I will say that one of the things that Sage said appears in what Patrick said.
Now I got to go hear this.
I don't want to spoil the Patrick Manley stuff. I don't know if it's this or not. But the mere fact that NFL teams hadn't really employed specialist coaches for the bulk of its history is crazy to me. I mean, I did a lot of work in baseball and have been around that sport a little while. And
there's a guy for everything.
There's a guy for everything. There's a guy wandering around to each one of your minor league affiliates to talk to the fast dude about base stealing. And not just like how to go from first to second without getting thrown out. It's your first two steps off the bat. Mm-hmm. That guy comes around once every other week.
There was a guy when I was working in the Royals organization who came by, God, I forgot his name, and he was a roving infield instructor. And one time he came by and all he wanted to do was work with the middle infielders on the double play turn.
Yep.
That was it. He just like the angle of your hips, depending on where the throw is, how to make yourself more available for the throw, how to catch it closer to where your arm is already back, that you don't have to bring it back in. And it was really instructive. Like, I watched the whole thing, and I was like, oh, I never thought of that before. I didn't know that before. And some of these players had, I asked him after, they said, no, nobody ever told us that in Venezuela. You know, we just did it.
Nope.
Now we're being shown how to do it.
Meanwhile, Patrick Manley, Robbie Golden, whoever was the holder for him over 10 years, were packing themselves into a Volkswagen,
Brad
driving
Maynard.
Themselves down. Yeah, whichever guy it was, the three of them are strapping themselves into a Volkswagen, driving down a Soldier Field, just
that's,
alone. By
that's
themselves,
actually a guy I want to talk to. You're listening to WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, radio.com sports station.
Who, Maynard?
Yeah. It's one of those things where I could ask an expert again.
Brilliant guy.
One of the things I loved about watching those guys, like getting the access of watching practice, especially down in Bourbonnais, and I'm sure that just about every holder could probably do this, but standing 3 yards from Brad Maynard and watching him catch and set with one hand, like, that's just clearly you guys have been practicing, and then you get bored and you're like, okay, I wonder if I can set the ball properly with one hand. And then you're like, oh, I can. In a pinch, you might need to do that for a particular reason. But that those three guys as a special teams unit, you really didn't have to worry about anything because they had seen everything.
Have you ever talked to Pat about Maynard being a game clock savant?
That doesn't shock me either.
It's super cool.
He's like, it's like out of Rain Man, where depending on where the play clock is, like, he can calculate exactly how many seconds you would have left based on when you take your timeouts. He can back time everything and do all and just spit out. And I'm like, here's when you want to call timeout. If you want this number of seconds on the clock, or if you want this number of timeouts, and he can give you every permutation just in a glance.
Guys like that are really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are a bunch of bunch of teams that kind of employ a guy like that. But I often wonder in the moment, and particularly with Nagy, I wonder how often that guy can actually get to him and be like, hey.
He should have an override button somewhere to be able to just like stomp over any other voice in his ear. Right?
Time out, dumbass.
Do this.
Right.
And do it now.
I want to mention we're $21,000. We are closing in. That's 21 kids
awesome.
That we're going to send to camp. But don't stop now, boys and ladies, that we need to get to 25 to trigger that match. And I will let everybody know via Twitter when we get it.
That is Dan Bernstein. He does great stuff for One Step Camp. Appreciate that. That is Connor McKnight. You hear them every day, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.